Good morning, everybody. It's Teresa from Sojourn Retreat House. It is Monday, the 23rd of May, and your devotion today is titled The True Nature of God. We are all brought up so differently, and there's many things that impact our lives, from family to friends, our education, and even our experiences. As a result, we very often end up with the wrong impression of God. Of all the influences, probably the most impactful in this regard is our relationship with our earthly parents. Our parents were created to model God and His love. But imagine if someone was brought up in a home that is so strict, where they are punished for everything they do. It would be fair to say that they would probably believe that God is a punishing God who is just waiting for them to step out of line so that He can punish them. On the other side of the spectrum, in a home where a child has no boundaries and discipline and gets away with everything, they could grow up being insensitive to God's view on sin and its consequences. Another example would be for someone that is brought up in a home where their parents, either one or both, are absent, they could see God as absent and unreliable. And in a home where a child experiences poverty, they very likely would grow up believing that God not only is willing, but able to provide for their needs. The other day I was sitting in a restaurant waiting for somebody that I was meeting to arrive. The tables are very close together and I just happened to overhear a young girl sitting next to me telling her mom who and what she thought God was. And my heart broke into a thousand pieces. At that point I realized that she didn't know God. And you know what, I thought back to a time when I didn't know Him either. And where I also had a misconception about Him. In Psalm 34 verse 8 it says, "Taste and see that God is good." It is literally only through the searching of scriptures and spending time with God that we can truly know the nature of God. We can also then discover what He thinks of us. Only then can you start seeing the lies that are spread about God. Think about the person you are the closest to. It would probably be a parent or a spouse or perhaps a child. And I'm willing to guarantee that you'd know their voice amongst a whole lot of other voices. You'd also be able to identify their walk when they were walking amongst other people. And you are more than likely able to know their preferences, their non-negotiables, and even the way that they would react in most situations. Now, how on earth is that possible? I tell you, it's because you spend time with them. You've studied them. You've taken the time to get to know them. I told you the other day that I know two fundamental truths about God. He is good and He is love. Lately, there seems to be so many people asking how God can allow bad things to happen in the world. Or, phrased differently, they ask, why do bad things happen to good people? I myself, before I knew Him, asked exactly the same questions. And the answer is so simple. We misunderstand His sovereignty. God is sovereign and He is higher than any other, but He does not have sovereign control over us. If He did, we'd be robots that would be totally under His control. Instead, He gave us free will, and because of that, sin was able to enter the world, and we live in a fallen world. This is where bad things happen, and often it's as a consequence of sin. God truly is the perfect Father. In James 1 verse 17 it says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." I'm just going to repeat that. Every good and perfect gift is from above. That verse goes on to say that there is no variation or shadow of turning in God. He is good and He doesn't change. In John 10 verse 10 it says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." This clearly states that bad comes from the devil and that good comes from God. God is good and God is love. I can tell you all day that He is good, but you need to experience it for yourself. It would be the same as an example of me sitting with somebody that's perhaps eating the most tasty meal. And they can tell me how tasty that meal is, but unless I actually taste it, I'm not going to know. I used to teach Sunday school years ago, and I remember doing this one lesson with the kids about tasting and seeing that God is good. And I remember I went to a China mall and I found sweets that look exactly like Smarties. And I brought it to the kids and I sat down with them and I said that these were sour sweets. And they would not believe me. They told me it was Smarties. And the illustration was just that. I made them then taste them and they were totally shocked because they were very sour. And so that's exactly what I'm trying to say. I can tell them all day long that that is not a Smartie and they needed to taste it for themselves. We need to find the true nature of God. You need to find the true nature of God for yourself. And it's found in the Bible and in spending time with Him. I believe that when you do, it will totally transform your life as you experience love and goodness that is totally inexplainable. I hope you have a blessed week. And I truly pray that God will reveal Himself to you in His Word so that you will never, ever have the wrong impression of Him again. Be blessed.